You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Chwaba.
Every house should have an actual wiggle room.
What is a wiggle room?
It's a great way to relieve stress. You go in there, you wiggle around for a few minutes, and you go back out, boom, you're ready to
like
face the day.
Like Tai Chi?
Yeah, kind of like Tai Chi.
I do Tai Chi.
It's a little more erotic, Frank. I don't think you want to. Nobody's allowed in the wiggle room. Hey, welcome back to Nightlight, folks. I am Pete Chwaba. Conrad Krieger, our producer, is running the board tonight. How you doing? You hanging in there, Conrad?
Second night of hour three. Yes.
This is a thing.
It's a marathon.
We got to pace ourselves.
You got to fit 3 hours in. Yeah. So you grab another guest? Is that what you guys do? What do you do?
It's tough because we only have about 15 minutes of material. So stretching that is...
So it's funny you say that. I do Frankly Green Bay, which was a weekly TV show.
I love that.
Interview people. And today I had Chef Andy on. He's a buddy of mine. He opened a new restaurant. And the guy doesn't shut up, right? Open-ended question. It's like, I can see my camera guy going... Because they're 4 minute segments.
Right.
And I go, how long was that? He goes, 8 minutes. And he goes, I'll stop talking so much.
You know, you were nice enough to have me on that show a couple years ago. And we're friends.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just going to ask. I was going through a little bit of a, I'm not the best looking guy in the world, Frank. I admit that. But I was in a fat phase then.
Were you?
Is it time to do it again? I just wondered if I could.
Let's do it again.
I was in the sauna all night the night before. I think I could have been better. That's all I'm saying. If you're ever desperate for a guest.
Yeah, we'll get you on again. I'd love to have you on because this show is blowing up. We got to talk more.
I bet it has.
Your show is blowing up. That's what I'm saying.
My show is growing.
Three hours now. Come on.
3 hours.
We got to tell everybody.
We're trying, right? Conrad was outside with a sandwich board on for like...
Was he flipping it around?
One of those balloon
3 hours now with Pete Chwaba.
Who's Pete Chwaba?
Kaba Waba Chwaba.
Hey, coming up at 6:35, folks, Ellie Bordeaux from Up North News will be here. Rob Thomas drops by at 7:20 to talk movies. Our question of the night is, in honor of Mickey Mouse's birthday, who is your favorite animated character or Pixar character? I said Homer as my favorite animated character, and then Buzz and Woody for Pixar. Conrad said Tom and Jerry.
And Bugs Bunny. It's a tie.
Bugs Bunny's a great one. I kind of forgot about Bugs Bunny. What about you, Frank?
Anger.
That's right.
Inside Out. Not In and Out, which is a burger joint.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. That movie made me, I was watching it with my daughter, who I think I was at the first one with, and now she was much older. I think there was like 12 years between movies or something like that.
It's a billion-dollar movie.
Oh, God.
It did $1 billion.
Some of them, you lose it because it just hit me in that moment that I was there with her and she was about to go to college when we saw it. And then same thing with Toy Story 3. Toy Story 1 and 2 were our family movies with the kids. So when we went to the theater to see Toy Story 3, the opening credits come on and I'm like, already bawling because Andy's getting ready to go to college.
I
dread the time I live in now. My kids are gone.
It's funny you say that. My 12-year-old son, and I picked him up from school yesterday, and I don't pick him up normally, my wife does, but I said, when I get there, I want you to run from the door all the way to me like you used to do and jump in my arms. He knocked me over. He's 120 pounds, and he knocked my earbuds out. We laughed so hard
because
I get down in a football stance when I see the kids, and they start running at me. And I said, we got to do this one more time. I get some memory.
So are you like the fun? You got to be the fun dad. I mean,
I like to think so. I mean, you got to teach him right and wrong, but... it's a funny house. My kids all have personalities and they're hilarious. I get a hug from my daughter maybe once a week now.
Okay.
Where she used to be the cuddle bug, man.
Yeah.
It's called the daddy pocket in my lazy boy where I'd hold them and we'd both fall asleep. and I miss those days. And they're getting older and changing. And my son is 14, my oldest son. I mean, my oldest is 34 living in Milwaukee. But it's tough.
It is tough.
Honey, one more? No way.
My wife's pregnant right now. I'm sorry. I'm looking at you and I'm laughing because, Con, you weren't in on this, but during the break, Frank told me what his brother used to do. I can't say the word, but
no, you can't.
He used to draw
things on
things
books.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. They
male
were
male genitalia. And I laughed so hard.
Everywhere.
Because you used the word.
Yeah.
And it was like,
well, you got my mom and dad got called to the office for it. Oh, your son keeps drawing these phallic figures on animals and humans.
Oh, it's so teenage, boy. I remember the guys that used to do that. Yeah. And the fact that they would do it would make me laugh. Yeah. Like, I can't believe you're doing that. Like, drawing that there. Anyway, Frank Hermans is here, folks. He is the founder of Let Me Be Frank Productions. He is kicking off his 26th Christmas show, November 28th at the Meyer Theater. It runs through December 27th. As I mentioned in our one, pardon me, I went to the show last year, and it was a spectacular way to kick off the holidays. I met my wife and kids there, and we all drove back to Marinette. We had all this gaiety in our lungs driving back. We're singing Christmas songs. Isn't from your cool? show. It was outstanding.
My thing about doing a show is to take you away for 2 hours, so you don't think about anything else. You can be sad, you can be happy, you can be whatever, but all of a sudden you see the show and you hear these voices. First of all, everybody can sing like a bird.
Yes.
And the funny story, all the lights, color, the action, and we take you away for 2 hours and then you go back to your normal life.
You know, that's interesting you say that, because the show, all of you don't have to be good singers, because you're entertaining enough, it's funny, the acting's good, the writing's great. But when you sing, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah,
like, they're outstanding singers. And that's probably what keeps people coming back to see, you know, it's just how talented you guys are.
Yep. And it's the same cast. I mean, our newest person, Sarah, who joined the cast 7 years ago. I mean, we have cast members. My wife has been 26 years, Pat, 23 years, Tom, 20 years, Paul, 20 years, Lisa, 16 years. And, you know, I didn't audition these people. I actually recruited them because and whenever I need somebody, you know, which I haven't in 7 years, I'll try and recruit instead of auditioning. I hate auditions.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
But what's better? Like, to recruit, you already know how talented
they are. I got to hear their voice. You got to be able to sing. That's the first thing. I can teach you to be funny.
Right.
You know, it's just writing and delivery. Absolutely. You know, really, that's all it is.
Auditioning is kind of an art form in and of itself, too. It's, some people aren't great auditioners, but they might be great during the show. So
Totally.
Yeah. So, are you going to play something for us?
Yeah, you ready for something?
All Frank Hermans is in the studio, folks.
Here we go.
Blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. When those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. Hey, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas so white. But I'll have a blue Christmas. I'll have a blue Christmas, that's certain. And when those blue heartaches start hurting, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas so white. But I'll have a blue Christmas.
Frank Hermans, ladies and gentlemen, in the studio, in the flesh. I love you, man. Thanks, I love when you're here. It's so much fun.
I appreciate you getting me on, man. Whenever I call, you're like, when you want it, come on.
I mean,
I love it.
You know, it's funny because you're one of the, I never lived in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say I know a ton of people that grew up here, but I probably know you just because you own the comedy club longer than anybody.
Yeah.
That was 95, 30 years ago.
That was, 94 and 95.
Man, nuts.
That comedy club, I miss it. And I sent you a picture of the old...
Yeah, it was great.
I found a matchbook, Doc's Comedy Club.
That was fantastic.
Crazy.
All right, tell us what else is coming up. You got Round Lake Farms in Brilliant, Kingsford, Michigan this weekend. Yep. If you're in the Kingsford area, check out, it's Venue 906
is called. Yeah, it's a pretty cool place right by the old Kingsford plant that made all the, it's in Kingsford, Michigan, I should say, not Iron Mountain, it's close to
but
there.
But they're the same. It's like a,
yeah, it's a, yeah. They're right next to each other, and it's by the old Ford plant that made all the wooden cabooses for the Model A's, and oh, it's still there, a lot of the ruins. I just love that town. Lots
that
of
is so cool.
Kingsford charcoal, baby.
I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's where it started.
In Kingsford, Michigan?
Kingsford, Michigan, yeah. Because they used all that wood, and they had to do something with the wood, and it became charcoal. That's what it was, and that's why they call it Kingsford charcoal. Come on, you know this!
How did I not know that? I looked like an hour or an hour and 15 from that? That's not that far.
There's a lot of great history, and some of those old buildings are still there. Where they built, they got the old water tower still up there. That was a Ford facility. They would make the wood, because there was wood up there, right?
Yeah.
They would make the chassis for the Model A's and stuff, and then they'd send them on rail down to Detroit.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
You got a date. You're coming back to Marinette, which I love. I told you. And by the way, folks, Frank's shows, if you're looking for a Christmas gift for someone, we got our, I got my parents tickets to the show in Marinette, because that's where we live. Yep. You were at the beautiful theater on the bay.
Yep.
They went. I couldn't because I had a previous engagement. I will be there this year, and my folks had an absolute blast.
Awesome.
Hearing all those great old tunes.
Yeah, we'll be there Saturday, January 29th.
We'll be there. I'll be there. They'll be there.
Cool. Awesome.
We have a phone call for Frank.
Yes.
What? Can we take that? One of our
Ollie.
Favorites.
Yeah, Ollie from the North Woods.
Hey.
Hey, Ollie.
Hi. I had just a quick question from Frank.
Sure.
To find out if he is ever up in the Hayward Spooner area doing a show.
You know what? I've done a show in Ashland, and I've done a show up in Minnesuing. I've never been up to your area yet, but we would love to. Do you have an opera house up there or a theater?
Well, it's not a big opera house, but they have the old theater. It's called Park Theater. I know that they do lots of shows because they had Louis Anderson there at one time. So I know they do a lot of different shows. That's what I was kind of wondering.
Let's get on that, Frank.
You know what? I'm going to give him a call because, you know what? I know that theater. I've driven by it. I also got a thing I do, Movie Time Guys. We do little bits about old theaters. And I tell you
there's
so many old theaters up in that area. And you know what? I'll put that on my list to give a call. But thank you.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Great area.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Thank you, Ollie. And I'm impressed that you called us without a food question.
actually, I just... will answer the question too.
Yeah.
Woody Woodpecker.
Oh, great one.
And Jiminy Cricket.
Oh, speaking of Disney.
I have four old reel-to-reel movies, cartoon movies from like the 1950s when we were kids. And there's Jiminy Cricket, Woody Woodpecker, Felix. It doesn't say Felix the Cat, it just says Felix on it. And then a Mickey Mouse one.
Outstanding. Ollie, thank you as always.
Thanks, Ollie.
Have a wonderful night. And hopefully you'll get to see Frank live up there.
That'd be awesome. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye. Have a great night. Can we keep you for a couple more minutes?
Please do.
I'm not going anywhere. You got
to
be out of here.
I don't have to be anywhere until 7.
All right. So we'll keep Frank for 5 more minutes.
I like that.
We'll take a breather. And then maybe you can play your way out of the studio or something.
Sure.
You got another one lined up?
I can do something.
All right.
I got lots of songs.
It's good to have you here.
Right,
Frank
buddy.
Hermans,
thanks.
We're coming right back. We'll read some of your texts and we'll say goodbye to our pal Frank. Until next time, it's Pete Chihuahua and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. We're going to talk... Got a few things to talk about. With Rob Thomas, I'm going to bring up Pluribus. Because have you seen Pluribus, Frank? The new show?
I've heard of it.
All right.
I heard it's fantastic. Is there only three episodes out right now?
Three episodes. The pilot is one of the best pilots I've ever seen. Yeah,
I got to watch it.
It's unbelievable.
And it's on Apple, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's on Apple.
And I don't want to scare you away, but the next two episodes can't follow the pilot. Still good.
Yeah.
Really cool story, kind of dystopian, but man, that pilot, it's worth it.
Usually the pilot is introducing all the characters and it sucks. And
right.
This one, you know, what's that opening? Oh, I want to watch this.
Not this. Like,
they're establishing characters and stuff. And I get it. You got to do that. And then the second episode is usually better, but it's the opposite, huh?
It's the opposite because this pilot is fantastic. But anyway, Ellie Bordeaux will be here in just a few minutes, folks, from Up North News. We'll talk to Ellie and Rob Thomas at 7:20. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite animated or Pixar character? Frank Hermans is in the studio, founder of Let Me Be Frank Productions, an outstanding entity that keeps us entertained and makes us want to sing and move our feet. Just a great guest here in the studio. Frank has been bringing it here in Green Bay. 26th Christmas show?
26th Christmas show.
Unbelievable.
I haven't had a job in 26 years, dude.
Don't you love it when you love what you do?
I do. You know, and everybody, you know, I don't do it for the money. Granted, we do okay. I have 13 employees to take care of, you know?
That's unbelievable.
And, but it's something, I'll be doing this till the day I die. I'll never retire.
Would it kill you to hire your old pal Petey or offer me a job?
Yeah, like just Pete, you want to?
Get some walking around money you can throw my way? You need a boy for the week? What's going on? Well, I can sweep up. I can do odd jobs. Frank, also, folks, this is a great, and we talked about this a little bit in the last segment. Last year, I bought my parents tickets to one of Frank's shows when he came up to Marinette, and they loved it. They had the time of their lives. You guys played like you know, Ricky Nelson or all those old great Reba McEntire.
Did they like my share? Did they like my? Yes. I'm a 6'3", 240-pound Cher, and I look good.
You look better than Cher.
If I could turn back Cher.
You did a good job. My dad was conflicted when he came home.
I get it.
Frank, pretty
hot.
Frank Hermans really fills out
with the sock lines.
So, and you, as Cher. Do you, where can people get tickets to just a one-stop shop, the Christmas shows in Brilliant or Marinette or Kingsford? Where can they buy season tickets? Because you guys have a great season ticket package as well.
For the most information you're going to get is on my website, letmebefranks.com. When you're buying tickets, and that'll have all the information of the different outlets for different shows we do. But our main shows are Ticketstar. Ticketstar online or meyertheater.org. Or call me. My cell phone is everywhere. Call me, and I'll direct you to get tickets. Because we do a lot of these off-site shows, and tickets go right through those places. Yeah. And I can get you that information if you want a show that's off-site. But usually it's ticketstaronline.com or meyertheater.org.
Have you gotten calls on your phone? Like, people just call you?
All the time.
Frank, this is Bill. Yep. I want to come see you. That's what I love.
I got a call from a guy, St. Nazian, and he owns Meats Opera House. So I went there.
Nice.
I'm doing a show there now in March. Elvis and Reba. He's got this cool old hall that was built in the 1920s for polka bands.
And
it's right in the heart of, remember JFK Prep? Did you ever hear of that place? It was a place. Anyway, Marty Kroll played there, basketball, all-time leading state
scorer. Coached in Marinette.
Yeah. So we're going to do a show down there. So I get calls for gigs. I get calls for tickets. I get calls just, hey, tell me about yourself, stuff. And I get calls. I get calls about
people
healthcare.
About their personal
I get calls about Medicare every day.
Frank, I need a physical.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you already can't even go to the bathroom in Green Bay without being mobbed, right?
I
think I've said this before, outside the Packers, you're probably the most recognizable guy in town,
thank you.
Right?
I appreciate that. And I love when people approach me.
Yeah.
I try and make eye contact because people try and say hi to you. And sometimes I don't want to come across like I didn't look at you.
Right.
It's awesome. I love it. That means we're doing something right.
Yeah, you do.
And, we're all about the community, too. I mean, that's what we help the community. Community helps us, man.
Yeah.
That's a cool thing. This is our 20th year on the telethon. I'll be hosting a telethon with Bill Jartz this year on WBAY-TV again in March. And we're the entertainment for it. I mean, it's just awesome to give back and to get back,
Get back! You've been doing it for years, so keep up the great work.
Thanks, brother.
And you're in the parade this weekend?
Yeah, Saturday.
People are thinking about
Saturday
going,
morning,
yeah.
9 a.m. Amy and I are going to be singing Christmas songs. I don't know what we're wearing yet, but we're going to wear layers. And then we're the right. MCs for the actual parade.
That's so fun. Yeah. That's got to be a good time.
It's
huh?
a great time. They give you a script that you never read before and you can pronounce names you don't know.
Yeah.
I love it.
Jarts is easy.
Oh, Jarts is easy, yeah.
I was gonna do that. I was gonna be in the parade, but we have too much going on with family stuff. With families coming to town and an airport run, that kind of stuff. But I'm kind of secretly glad now that you told me it started at 9 a.m. Because for me to commute from Marinette, that's too early. We only have a couple minutes left. Do you want to play us out or you want to just sing something?
Can I talk about our season next year?
Absolutely. Yeah,
our brand new season just came out, 2026. I'll give you some of the... And what's funny, the first show, which is in February, is called Manawa Rodeo. I've already had the Midwest Rodeo Association call me, and they're bringing two buses. And the in Manawa, they're having a little meeting about the show. And so it's all country music. We haven't done a country show in a long time. But it's all about the Manawa Rodeo Queen becoming the Manawa Rodeo Queen. And I play I sell concoctions, yes. And I can give you a concoction that will make you beautiful. And then our April show is called Shopco. Say hello to goodbye. Remember that was her tagline? Yes. Say hello to a goodbye. I knew the Shopco lady back in the day, Karen McDermott. So it's all about Shopco and these employees in a small town. They wondering what they're going to do. Well, guess what? It turns into a Dollar General.
Oh,
like they all did.
Score.
And then my summer show, Ding-a-Ling Brothers Circus. Remember the Ringling Brothers?
Yeah, sure.
From Baraboo, Wisconsin. I've always had a fixation about them. Well, there's the Ding-a-Ling Brothers Circus who are trying to run on their coattails. Like, they have the Siamese twins. We have the Try These twins. You know,
Love it.
Then my fall show, Hocus Pocus Focus Group. Yeah, the girls from Hocus Pocus are going to be their therapists, and they help ghouls and goblins who can't deal with Death-a-pause, or for whatever it's called. I can't remember what it says. And then a Christmas show next year. Yeah, season tickets. What a great Christmas present.
Yes. One more time, the website. Then we got to go.
Yeah, letmebefranks.com, meyertheater.org, and ticketsareonline.com.
Frank Herman's, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, brother.
See you,
always
man.
Fun. All right, we're all coming right. back. It's Nightlight with Peach Baba. Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. Hope you're having a great night, folks. It's great to have you with me here on this gorgeous night in downtown Green Bay, as I'm sure it is all over the state of Wisconsin. Wherever you're joining us from, welcome. It was always fun to have Frank Hermans here. Such a fun guy. And he filled our studio with song. Check out his Christmas show. He just does such a great job. All right, so we're going to bring our next guest on in just a moment here from Up North News. Ellie Bordeaux will be here. She's going to tell us about some really cool things going on here in Wisconsin that we probably don't talk about often enough. But for right now, we are going to read a couple texts, and then we'll bring Ellie on. Our question of the night, if you have been following the show, is in honor of Mickey Mouse's birthday. Who is your favorite animated or Pixar character? So, I have to start from the beginning, Con. I can't read the questions because then I miss, like, a lot of times people will sound like a three-parter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes
Thanks.
Sense.
I thought you took a powder there. I didn't know what happened. You're, like, distracted. Megan from Sun Prairie and the six, well, her area code is 630, even though she lives in Sun Prairie. I don't know what Megan's up to there, but she says, hi, from your WGBW traffic manager. Can I say the entire Belcher family from Bob's Burgers. Oh, that's a great one. If I have to pick one member, Gene is the best. Hey, we had Dave or John Schrader on the show, a writer for Bob's Burgers.
Yeah,
we could have
yeah.
John back on the show. He was a fun interview. Megan says, favorite Disney character is Mulan, and Pixar would be Princess Merida from Brave. Boy, I'm really out of it on some of the new
characters. I don't know either.
That's awesome, Megan. Thank you very much for the text. Steve from Florida, that's Conrad's dad, says favorite Disney animated character is Donald Duck and favorite Pixar is combination of Buzz Lightyear and Woody. Once again, your dad and I are on the same page.
Listen, buddy.
We would be total pals. If only he didn't think I was a jerk. Jim from Kenosha in the 262 says the robot from Futurama. What is that robot's name? He's got kind of a very kind of
I need to look it up.
Name.
Go to the Google.
We had Mike Rowe on the show too, who wrote for Futurama. And I know that show, and I can't think of it. Jim from Appleton, in the 920, says favorite cartoon character is Goofy's son Max. Whoa, Jim is going to the well.
The name for the robot is Bender.
Bender, that's it. That's fantastic. Great text. Thank you. Ross from Crawford County says, and what's up, Doc? Bugs Bunny. I can't believe, like, Bugs Bunny was my favorite growing up. Totally forgot about Bugs Bunny when I was thinking about this question. Carrie from Tosa in the 414 says, Ren from Ren and Stimpy. Got another awesome one I forgot about. Thank you, Carrie. All right, keep those texts coming, folks. We'll get caught up even further as the show goes on. But this is Nightlight. We are in the throes of hour number two, act two, as I like to call it. And joining us now over the stream is a reporter. She's the editor of the Up North newsletter, and she does great work up there for our pal Pat Kreitlow. Her name is, you know her name, Conrad? Why don't you introduce her?
Ellie Bordeaux.
Ellie Bordeaux. We got the name right, see? Ellie, welcome. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing very well. Thank you for being here. It's great to meet you. We are big fans of, I love Up North News. I've been a big fan for a long time, and I know they have a new editor now, so I'm very excited to meet you. And thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's great meeting you as well. I'm so glad that you're a fan of Up North News and the work that we do. So
it's excellent. So we'll have to do this again sometime. Thanks so much for being on the show. No. all right. Do you have a favorite animated character? Let's start there, Ellie.
Oh, when you were listing them off, I was trying to rack my brain of what my favorite would be. I would have to say animated character would have to be The Simpsons. I love The Simpsons. I can't lie.
Nice.
I grew up, my dad would always watch them like later at night, and I would come down and like sit with him and be like, you need to go upstairs. You can't be watching this. And then I got older and then I was watching it on my own. It was fine.
So The Simpsons was too edgy for the Bordeaux household.
I mean, I think when I was a kid, maybe a little, yeah. Yeah. But once we got older, then like we could enjoy it together and it was all good.
That Bart Simpson was a bad influence. I could totally see that.
Yeah. They were like, oh, maybe we don't want that to influence you as you're in your crucial transformative years.
Development years, yeah. Did you have a favorite Simpsons character?
Honestly, my instinct is to go with Maggie. I love just the little baby. She doesn't say anything.
Right.
I just think she's great.
That's so great. Now, did you go back and watch, like, because I watched The Simpsons for, like, the first 5 or 6 years, and then I kind of, you know, I'll check it out occasionally, but you can't stick with the TV show for 38 years. You know what I mean? So what years of the show were most instrumental for you?
I'm trying to think. I think the older ones, for sure, was, like, those are the ones that I watch now. Like, yeah. I feel like with any kind of TV show that's kind of still going from when it was older, the older ones are the better ones, you know?
Right.
So I go back and watch those more. So I'll still watch it if it's on like the newer ones, but I would say the older ones are better.
That's good for you. And I will say, I see it periodically and it's still funny. Like, it's an outstanding show.
It is a classic. I feel like you can never go wrong. If it's on, I'm going to watch it.
Great answer. All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Ellie. Give us some background and then how did you end up with this Up North News gig?
Yeah. So I am born and raised in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. Grew up here my whole life. And then I went to UW-Madison and I graduated with degrees in journalism and Spanish. Nice. And while I was there, so before getting into Madison, I was kind of like, I don't know what I want to do, what I want to major in. I was actually going to go to school for physical therapy. So I was going to do science and math and all that stuff. And then I took a journalism class my freshman year and I just absolutely fell in love with it. And then I joined the Daily Cardinal, which is the independent student newspaper on campus.
Yeah.
And I was with them for 3 years. I was an editor there for two and I loved it. And I've gotten to the J school there too. So I learned everything I know about journalism from UW-Madison. I credit everything to them. So fell in love with it there. And then I started out, my first job out of college was with Adams Publishing Group. They were so great. I loved working for them. And then I had another job between then and now. And now I'm here at Up North News and I just could not be happier here. It is such a great spot. I love the people I work with. I love the work that I do. And yeah, it's so great.
So are you stationed up north or do you live south or where are you? Do you have a home base?
I am in Oconomowoc. So our team is kind of scattered all over Wisconsin, but I'm in Oconomowoc.
Okay. What's it like working for a champion like Pat Kreitlow?
It is Wonderful. I love Pat. He was one of the people that interviewed me during my job interview, and I was like, I want to work with this guy. He seems so cool. And it's been such a pleasure working with him. He's been such a great leader and role model. He's taught me a lot already. Just, I've only been here for a little over 2 months, but he's already taught me so much of like, hey, these are things that maybe you could try out. Here are some ways to go about this, you know, navigating different situations. So he's just the greatest.
That's great to hear. And I'm not surprised you said that. And I just gave you an opportunity to compliment your boss on the radio. That's pretty cool. So very well done, Ellie.
Thank you.
So I was looking at your articles today, and I see that you wrote this great piece about where people can get Thanksgiving meals for free. Very well done. Tell us a little bit about that.
Thank you. Yeah. So I actually wrote this today, and it's pretty timely. We've got Thanksgiving coming up next week, which I don't know how it's already Thanksgiving is next week. That's crazy to me. But food pantries are still in super high demand after the government's shutdown and SNAP benefits and everything. And there was a huge surge in need from food pantries. So
Right. There
is a lot of all over the state, different places that are offering free meals for Thanksgiving. And this is not everything that's available. There is plenty more, but we've got Iron River, we've got Eagle River, Fitchburg, Delta Beer Lab is hosting their 7th annual community Thanksgiving meal at their tap room. I think we've got 13 on this list here. But yeah, there's all over the state, you can get free meals. Anyone in need, anyone that doesn't have a place to go for Thanksgiving, go check it out. It's super great. So it's awesome what these communities are doing and putting together for residents.
It's great that you're reporting that too, which I think is outstanding. And that's one of the things I love about Up North News. My guest is Ellie Bordeaux. She is the newsletter editor for Up North News. And she joins us tonight on Nightlight for a little bit here as we get to know Ellie. Conrad, we got a text from Corey Hartman who, here's my thing. Ellie, you don't know me very well. I always say it's a beautiful night in Wisconsin because we're here, we're alive, we're talking about the things that make us happy, like movies and TV, some sports. But Corey Hartman took me literally, our pal Corey said, drizzly and cold in Madison, LOL. So I think he took exception with my pseudo weather report there, Con. He should hear one of your weather reports, Conrad.
Well,
he'd really knock his socks off.
It's cold.
Yeah. Is it nice in Oconomowoc tonight, Ellie? Or are you getting that Madison weather?
It's definitely cooling down, which I am ready for personally. I love the winter. I'm a big skier. So once it snows, I don't love the like in between, like where it's kind of cold, but like still kind of weird. I like when it's cold and snowing and then we can go to the ski hill and then I'm good. But yeah, it's cooling down for sure, which I don't mind.
It's like you take a jacket and you're sweating within 5 minutes, or you don't take a jacket and you get hypothermia. I hear you on the in-between stuff there.
Right. There's no winning in that situation. That's for sure.
All right. So also, gun deer season is coming up. I'm not a hunter, so you're the perfect person for me to talk to because I know we have a lot of listeners that are hunters. What can you tell us a little bit about hunting season?
Yeah. So hunting season is coming up. I have to check the date.
Next week.
Hold on, I'm pulling up. Yes, next week. That's right. And my dad actually is a big hunter. So I never got into hunting. He never really was like, tried to get us to get into hunting, me or my brother. but my dad goes hunting he's going this weekend. So, but yeah, there are some different regulations that have been put in place. So this article kind of goes in depth of like, do you need to have a deer hunting license? Everyone needs to have all deer hunters need to have a license.
Right.
But how much deer hunting license costs, those kinds of things, the different effects of deer hunting, why it's important, why it's beneficial to go deer hunting, and different things to know about deer and CWD, those different things, and getting your deer tested. So this article goes in depth on all those different things of everything you need to know for deer hunting season.
That's great. And it's never too late to start. If you wanted to start hunting, that's something we could go, you and Conrad and I could go take a safety course or something and get started.
Definitely. I will maybe not take you up on that, but I'll let you know.
I'll come on your show and talk about my articles. I'm not going hunting. Also, I don't think this was your article, but if you know anything about this, 9 great winter festivals. Are you a winter festival person? You like winter.
I do like winter and I do like winter festivals. I did not write this article, but yeah, this includes all sorts of different festivals throughout the state. I personally, in Oconomowoc, we have our German Christmas market that is next week that I love. It's so fun. We've got different vendors and stuff that come out, and we have a big beer tent, and they have beer and live music and polka, and it's just the best. Wow. But yeah, this article goes in depth of a bunch of different winter holidays, festivities, those kinds of things. I feel like in Wisconsin during the winter, there's no shortage of things to do. Even though it's the winter, you can always find something. There are so many festivals, so much going on. So it's
great. That's a great point. And check out Up North News, folks. It is very informative. It's upbeat. It's a great, you guys just look at the news through kind of a different lens. I really enjoy reading everything about it. Ellie Bordeaux is here. We'll have a couple more minutes with Ellie when we come back after this very short break. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
We are back. I am Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me, folks, on this Tuesday night. Such a wonderful, wonderful night to talk about all the things we love. We did get a text, Con, earlier from somebody texted about your Packer comments. So
yes.
It was Jim from Appleton.
Yeah, he said, what's going on with the Packers? It's the offensive line. They're not opening holes for the run game. And Love is running for his life.
Which, in the passing game.
Yeah. I mean, it is true. I mean, we just lost Elgton Jenkins. So that's like one of the biggest blows that we could have had this year, but
hang in there, Jim. I love getting texts like that, though. I love hearing what other people think is wrong with a team. It's fun. Hey, Ellie Bordeaux is here, folks, from Up North News. She is the newsletter editor, and this is her first time on Nightlight. We're talking about some of the articles she's written and winter. And Ellie, how do you feel about the Kardashians?
I don't have any strong opinions, to be honest.
That was a great reaction you just did.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel very strongly about any sort of Kardashian, to be honest.
You know what I don't like about them? They're not Wisconsin enough.
What makes you say that? I guess they're not from Wisconsin.
No, they certainly are not. What are your favorite places in the state? You obviously, I'm sure you're in a great spot. I mean, Oconomowoc, halfway between Madison and Milwaukee, more or less. It's just a great location in the state. But, you know, you work for Up North News. I'm sure you've been other places. You went to Madison. Where are some of your favorite places in the state?
This is a very good question. I think Madison obviously is very high on my list, which makes sense. I love Madison. Madison's so great. Camp Randall is the best. I love Door County. One of my favorite spots in Door County is Newport State Park. I've been there twice, and during like in the dark sky or the dark sky area, that was super cool. Door County is just so great, so cute. Green Bay. I love Green Bay. I love Lambeau. It's so fun there. I went to a Packer game earlier this season to the Commanders game, and that was really fun.
Oh, nice.
Love Green Bay. I'm trying to think of where else. I love Minocqua and Townsend. Those are two spots that I go up north every summer, and those are the two spots I go to. Ogama is great up north too. I don't know, all over.
Yeah, you really know your Wisconsin. I'm not trying to like persuade you or anything, but would it kill you to do a piece on a little town I like to call Marinette, Wisconsin?
It would not kill me, not at all. What do you want to know? What story should I tell?
There are so many stories. There are a plethora of stories surrounding Marinette. One of these days, I'll tell you about all the cool people that come from there. It's a beautiful little town right on the water. I have to commute from there every day to get to Green Bay. I don't like that part of it, but it's a wonderful town.
Okay, good to know. Yeah, I've definitely heard of it. I don't know if I've ever been there, but I will look more into it.
We are right across from Door County. If I were a boatsman, which I'm not, I could take a boat across and be there in a half hour. As it is, I have to drive, okay, and it's a lot longer. And I'm half kidding. But yeah, Marinette's a great town.
Okay, that's good to know. I will definitely keep that in mind in the future. Send the stories my way.
Are you regretting coming on the show at this point? Are you like, I cannot believe he had me on to write an article about Marinette?
Not at all. I'm actually loving it.
Conrad is from Wasaki.
How do you forget?
Wachismo. Kanawaska. What is it called again? Kiwaskum.
There you go. It all took you four guesses.
That's just another.
You got there.
We are stacking your plate with great stories tonight, Ellie. This
There's like two stories from Kiwaskum all year. So,
well, send them my way. There can be three this year.
This is like, I used to be a stand-up comic, and people go, "I got a joke for you." This is kind of what we're doing here to you, which I'm sure is torture.
Yeah.
So you're a good sport.
No, not torture at all. I'm loving it.
Ellie Bordeaux is my guest. She is the newsletter editor for Up North News, our pal Pat Kreitlow. So do you have a favorite story, Ellie, a favorite type of story to cover?
So this is a little bit interesting of a story that I did. So it was when I was in college. I was the features editor at the Daily Cardinal. And I think to date, this is still my favorite story I've done. I did a story. I was going around the Dane County Farmers Market. And there's, if you go to the Dane County Farmers Market, you know what I'm talking about. There is a man there, and he has a beehive hat that he wears. And he's there every Saturday. And I was very interested in him. I was like, I want to know this guy's story. So I reached out to him and I was like, hey, I'm a reporter. I'm a student journalist. I would love to get to know a little bit more about you, know about your business, know about how you got here. And it was the best interview I've ever done. He was the coolest man. He has lived like nine lives, I swear. And so much to know about him. And he was just the coolest and the nicest dude. And so I loved being able to tell his story and share it to people. And it was just so great. So those are the kinds of stories that I really like to do, is where you get to feature someone or a business or tell someone's story and get to do that for them and give them a platform to share their story. That's one of the most rewarding parts of this job for me. So,
and you can find those stories. I remember I just mentioned I was a comedian, and I remember dealing with hecklers occasionally. And one guy came up to me after the show. I couldn't stand him during the show. He was heckling. He was kind of a jerk. Then I found out he saved his buddy's life in Vietnam. He does all this charity work. Like, you never know who you're talking to. Not everybody, but some people just have outstanding stories that are worth telling. And good for you for doing that, Ellie. That's outstanding.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to do this again. Yeah. It's been great to meet you, and keep up the great work, and have a great weekend.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. Ellie Bordeaux, folks, check out her work at Up North News, our friend Pat Kreitlow's operation. They do such a great job there. And Ellie was great. Do you read Up North News? I get the stuff in my inbox, and it's so easy. I just, like, in the morning, it's like, sometimes it's the first news I see, and it's like not depressing. It's like just interesting.
Yes,
it's great.
Yes,
I love it. All right, we are coming back for Act 3. Rob Thomas is here at 7:20. We're going to reset everything and catch you up after the news, folks. It is great to have you with me, and we're going to tell you about a movie that was released on this day when we come back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got you.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.